We experience the eerie, smoky sunsets. We hear the names like Wolverine and North Star repeated on the news. We see the video clips of hillsides on fire. But these are just small glimpses into the huge picture that's the 2015 Western wildfires. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record. Randy Erdley sees it all. He's with the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, or NIFC. They're the federal agency responsible for looking at the big picture view of wildfires and marshaling the resources where needed. Erdley told David High that nearly 1.3 million acres are burning in Washington. Some of these single fires have merged into huge, complex fires. So what does it all look like?
It's sort of a horrific scene, frankly. And I've been in the air over complexes like this, and it just seems to be fire everywhere you look, and very smoky. And when you get some of the large complexes like you have in Washington, and they become plume dominated. In other words, they create such a plume of smoke above them that they start creating their own weather, their own winds, occasionally even their own lightning. And there are those are the kind of conditions you're seeing in Washington right now.
Randy, when you're from your position looking at some of these big hot fires like that, and you're trying to coordinate firefighting, what do you do?
Well, largely, we try to get the most and best resources we can where they need to be. NIFC, National Interagency Fire Center, is a coordination center for all of the fire activity in the country. But very briefly, if you looked at it as a three-tier system, you have a local fire department, a local wildland dispatch. They will respond to fires initially. Once those fires get to a size or a complexity, or there's multiple fires, more than they can handle, then they go to a geographic area coordination center that can draw resources, aircraft, people, whatever they need, from a larger geographic area. And for instance, the Northwest is comprised of Oregon and Washington. Once that fire activity gets to a level, you know, so much or so complex that they need to go beyond that area for resources, then it comes to us, which would be the third tier, and we are very good at moving resources, people, crews, aircraft, whatever, from one end of the country to the other. And we do that from Alaska to Florida and California to Maine.
How do the fires that we're seeing this year in Washington State compare to what's happening across the nation in the Southwest and the rest of the West?
Well, you know, early in the summer, Alaska had a pretty severe fire season, but that started winding down mid-July. And soon after Alaska wound down, outside of Alaska, we had had really a pretty moderate, even below normal fire season in the lower 48 states. And then it's like we went from 0 to 60 in about 3 days. And that was a function of lightning storms that moved up the West Coast and kind of settled in Washington. And so we, like I said, we were having a pretty moderate season until that happened. And at this point, I'm sure you're aware, we've mobilized the military, brought people from Australia and New Zealand. There's people down from Canada helping us because we have so many people deployed.
Randy, can I ask about you personally? How long have you been involved with fighting wildfires?
I'm going to date myself here, but I started on a fire crew actually in the early 70s.
And how does this year's fire season compare to previous years? You've been doing it for decades, just in terms of our ability, your ability to bring these dangerous fires under control.
Well, I will say this. The year 2000 was really kind of a watershed year in terms of, prior to that, if we burned 4 million acres in a season, that was a lot. That was kind of the average. Now, having said that, there were an occasional year that we might bump up to 7 million. Since the year 2000, we've had largely progressively more severe fire seasons. And we've approached 10 million acres in 2 years. We've been above 8 million acres in several years. And already this year, we are above 8 million acres. So, and, you know, also during the 90s was when we saw a real expansion of the wildland-urban interface in the West, where there was just a significant growth of people moving into fire-prone areas. So the whole business, frankly, from the early days when I was on a fire crew, it's a very different world today.
That was Randy Eardley, Chief of External Affairs for the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho, talking to David High. They're the agency that focuses on just sending out resources around the country, and of course, they're spending a lot of time focusing on the Northwest these days.